Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sticky Subjects by Tampa Technologies. So we are in season 3, episode 5 now.
Gosh.
So as usual, we're working through the website, and today's episode is all about the cold chain. So I think this is one of my favourite subject areas, to be honest. I mean, I kind of say that every week. It's probably a theme. I quite enjoy this topic. But yeah, the cold chain is a super interesting area because it's not something you'd necessarily think of in when you look at a lorry or a shipment, unless you're already involved in the industry. And the cold chain is generally of high value because they're perishable, or, you know, it's some sort of pharmaceutical, nutraceutical, food. It's more along that line.
Even
it?
Cosmetics, though, there's a lot of anything that goes on your body or into your body, the temperature of it matters on its journey.
It can't really be getting up to like 30 degrees and no one knows.
No.
So cold chain is all about temperature controlled logistics and the whole supply chain. So from your manufacturing stations, let's call them, and packing, managing that temperature to be within a certain range the whole time until it gets to the user.
Yeah.
So they can use it again within that range. So when we generally talk about cold chain, it's really the frozen chain. It's not just the cold chain.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is sometimes customers have a cold chain that's down below minus 80 degrees. And that seems a little intense to me, but I get the point. We need to make sure that it goes really low. And I think at that point you start to see some products failing, because of course that is very intense, isn't it, that environment. So I think in terms of tamper evidence for those applications, like you say, cosmetics or food or
flowers as well.
Yeah, flowers, yeah.
And which bit, obviously, everybody's seen recently.
Yeah. So I think what's really hard is the difference between a cold chain, which is still dry, and a wet chain.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Because often it's like, okay, well, we use something in the cold chain, but does that mean your box is damp? Or is it a dry cold chain?
And then
chain?
Suddenly a plastic box comes out, or a polystyrene box comes out, and many different surfaces.
So I think the key thing is to determine what do we do in our cold chain, and then we can apply within that, because we can apply well below well below zero.
Yeah.
But what we do need is a dry surface, otherwise the tape or label is just sticking to water effectively.
The first time I got involved with wet chain, as you would refer to it, was when we were helping people ship their fish.
Yes.
From Finland or Norway, somewhere cold. And they were fine with it. It was just going into a box, as they kept referring to it as a box. So we were just like, really? A cold box? And of course it was polystyrene.
Yeah.
And therefore that was a whole new surface that we had to learn to, and we had to do it a different way. We'd managed it, but it was a case of same old story. If you tell us what you're doing and share the application and all the elements within the application, we can really help.
What material is the box?
And where is it going?
Because polystyrene was actually a bigger challenge for us, on the basis that it's more like sand. It's you know, a bumpy surface, and it can be made up of different amounts of plastic and stuff like that. So it is important that we understand the
surface. Cardboard boxes are made of different elements.
Exactly,
You know, I mean, some of them are very rough.
Is it silicon-coated? Is it not? Is it virgin? Is it recycled? There is loads of points.
They're all recycled now. Everything's recycled now.
Funny. So, on the website, please have a look whilst you're sort of listening to the podcast. I think that's a really nice way to do it. There's different people have different ways of absorbing information, and I think one of the ways that really works is listening and reading at the same time, and having the website, which is exactly what we're working through to do that with, is really good.
That's obviously if you're not watching us on YouTube.
Yeah, so if you're on YouTube, then stay where you are.
Stay where you are, because you'll be getting the overlays.
So just some interesting sort of statistics to start
news in numbers, as they refer to it.
Yeah. So 30% of cold chain shipments are compromised. So that means that they can no longer be delivered because they've not met their temperature.
Right.
So whereas when we're in a normal supply chain, then it's fine because no one would know if it's gone up or down, and it can still be delivered. So it's just a case of, do the goods I'm supplying work or not? Whereas now we've got this whole new element of feral and control that's needed. And what we can do is integrate into our solutions, one, a demonstration of the temperature by a colour changing ink, and also the fact that you can be sort of rest assured that when you pull it, it will still work.
Yes.
So it's not like, oh, when it gets too cold, the product stops working.
No.
So that's a really nice sort of feature of our products. you've got the instant security, you've got the full customization, you've got authentic protection, you've got your layers with UV inks or custom prints and a custom security message. But then once you get below zero and down below minus 50, minus 60, etc., you're still going to get that tamper evident void.
Yeah.
And I think it's crucial that you don't need to worry, basically.
Yes.
So the coldness, the harsh cold, isn't affecting our adhesive, simply.
And you can still read the QR codes and what have you, can't you?
It's really good. Yeah. So even we actually do it with a freezer spray that goes to minus 100 just for point of testing.
Yeah.
And of course, in the application, we do ask the customers to test, but we send free samples, so it's a reasonable sort of expectation.
Yeah.
And when we're testing, it's a case of freeze it and then try and let it seep in, a bit like if you're doing a solvent attack process.
Yeah.
And because we're coating the adhesive the way we coat it, it means that it won't seep in, so you've still got that ultimate protection, basically. Yeah. So
it doesn't come off.
No.
It doesn't get wet and remove.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like it's soaking the box from the inside out, let's say. It's still stuck to that top layer of board or polystyrene or whatever it is. So yeah, because cold chain is generally of higher value goods, at that point you've got a bigger, more expensive problem. So the average cost here of a shipment is $10,000 per shipment, whereas I think we've sort of, from our research, understood that the normal average shipment is between $3,000 and $5,000.
Yeah.
So it does massively change the game and the picture. And when you're looking at securing the items, it doesn't become any more important, but it's going to cost more if something goes wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's irretrievable.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no part of that shipment is going to be usable.
Exactly.
Whereas if you just get some bits stolen, you're still going to have some bits that you can sell.
You could still have 60%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas this is
100% gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the global cold chain market is expected to reach $1.5 trillion by 2025. So I think that's quite sizable and of interest.
Yes,
you know,
we
can show that some attention.
Yes.
Such as food, pharmaceuticals and medical devices are driving this. So there are key sort of areas of the market. And I think, you know, when you go to hospitals or doctors and you can see that so many things are held in the cold cases, the freezer boxes, and that whole chain to get it to that point in the room with you has been managed, and you can be part of that. So it's all well and good having something in a freezer box that's controlled from manufacture to delivery, but how do you know it's not being swapped?
Yeah.
We're going to still open a freezer box and swap it for a fake. So it is still important that vial
or needle...
It still fights
the counterfeiting, doesn't it?
Exactly. Is still the genuine product. And especially when it's going into your body. It's absolutely crucial. So down sort of the page on the website, we've got our recommended solutions. So I think we'll start with a box tape.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
So in terms of box tape, I hope that everyone listening knows what it is. But in case you don't, simply put, it's a security tape that you can hand apply. It can go on the hand tape gun or semi and fully automatic machines.
Particularly in this market, it's quite automated.
Yes.
It's quite human free.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of cleanliness that has to be involved, it's a lot easier to get the robots doing it.
Yeah. And so what we need to make sure is from whatever you sample, which will be a shorter roll, up to your 600 or 900 meters or 1,000 yards of tape, it's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And basically that's securing, generally speaking, a cardboard box.
Yeah.
So it can be printed, it can be unprinted, but basically it's going on your box. And so what a lot of people have to do in terms of the pharmaceutical and food world to compensate for a lack of adhesive or a lack of sticky adhesive, I should say, they go wider on the tape up to 75 millimeters. So, I mean, a 3-inch wide tape is pretty chunky.
Yeah.
And, we go up to 250 mil wide in tape, but you don't need it. So when people come to us and then start having their tamper evident tape for this sort of area and anything to do with pharmaceutical food, we get them back down to a 50 mil tape. So yes, tamper evident is going to be more expensive. It's doing a job. It's not just sealing the box, but you won't need the 75 mil. You'll only need the 50 mil, the 2-inch wide, because you've got stick.
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, it's not more expensive in most cases than having a printed tape with your name on.
No.
So if you were already using it as a marketing tool, to have it as a security tool, with marketing,
it's just a bonus.
It's a similar cost.
Yeah. So I think basically all you're going to do is integrate from whatever tape you're currently using to a tamper evident and just do a straight swap.
No change.
There's no change. It's it's low risk, really. You're only going to benefit, and really the tape should do the talking. You know, all you need to do is do a test for like a week and see all those shipments will have stayed safe versus all the shipments that you did before. Yeah. And it will demonstrate that.
We can do different size cores.
Yes, yeah. I mean, 3 inch is the most popular, common, whatever.
Yeah.
We can do 1 inch, but in terms of tape, 3 inch. In terms of labels, 1 inch is absolutely an option if you've got like printers that take a 1 inch.
I'm just thinking that for you know, environments where you've got many things happening, it's useful to know the different options.
Yeah, and in terms of tape on that point, you can go from 27 millimeters wide up to the 250. I think the widest tape we've done so far is 100 millimeters wide. So, and that was for a government bank purpose. And then in terms of length, again, you're going from 15 meters up to your 900 meters on a roll.
Yeah.
And you can't have a 27 millimeter tape with 900 meters on because you'll be doing this. Yes. There's so much glue. So if you do want a longer roll, then just ask for the recommended width.
Yeah.
And sort of that's how it kind of comes together.
Obviously, we do many layers.
Yeah.
The layers that you can have in this particular tape, are they the same as you can have in...
Yeah, so actually the layers that we've just actually developed in like the last week. So you've got your custom security message.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're gonna have your brand or custom wording, so you know that it's not being bought off Amazon, eBay, wherever, and it can't be copied.
Yes. Yeah.
So then you're gonna sort of go to the next layer and you're gonna customize the top. You can have up to 3 colors on that top print of your choice.
Yeah.
Printed as a logo or whatever, however you want. Then we can add UV inks. Yeah?
Yeah,
and then we can go sort of back underneath and add QR codes, barcodes, numbers, whatever you want, pictures, it can be anything. And those messages on the tape and the permanent labels, if you want them to, will transfer down onto the box.
Okay, yeah? So they're permanent.
Absolutely permanent, and it will transfer down even when frozen.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to do a test and you've got some of our tape, then stick it on your box, get your freezer spray, and then pull it back, and you'll see that the number crisply and QR code transfers with it, completely scannable.
Yeah.
So you're not losing any of the track and trace in the cold chain system.
No.
So again, you're just gaining, really.
But you can also use those inks that change colour, can't you?
Yes, so that's actually what we've done. So in our bag tape world, we've used thermochromic inks for forever, really.
Yes.
And it's a similar thing with security cuts, and that's something that we always do in bag tape,
but
we don't always do in other places because I think people just don't really know about it as much.
Yeah.
But in terms of layers, what we're going to do is, or what we are doing, is adding security cuts into the tape.
I really like the security
cuts. It's really good because it all breaks up, funny enough.
Yeah.
And so not only does your...
It's quite dramatic.
Yeah, it's really dramatic. The message very cleanly leaves on the box, but what you're left with in your hand is effectively a mess.
Yes.
It's just rubbish.
It's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. And then into that, we're integrating thermochromic as well. So you can have hot thermochromics and cold thermochromics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So really in our world, there's never been a need for cold thermochromic because the tape and the labels and the bag tape all
do the
work
job.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of deterrence and demonstration of cold tampering, it still works. So
that
it's no different to ambient tampering for us.
Yeah.
But people want a visual. So to see if something's been in a cold environment or if someone's attempted to freeze it before they've pulled it. So it's more of a visual thing at that point. So basically it goes from white to blue. Yeah,
okay.
It's very cool. And then in terms of the hot tampering, we've integrated thermochromic into the tape.
Yes.
So no longer do you have this battle with heat on the tape side. You don't need to move to a specialist label or a bag tape product. You can stick with your normal security tape and integrate a thermochromic ink, which will go from white to black or white to pink or white to yellow, whatever you want. And that will, of course, show your heat tampering. And that can be in any pattern you want on the product.
Oh, funky.
It's very cool. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like chevrons.
Yeah, yeah. We've gone with just stripes for now, but it looks good. So you've really got a lot of layers there.
Yeah.
And if you want ultimate protection, that's how you do it.
Yes.
And in terms of cost, like we're not charging extra for QR codes and barcodes and stuff like that. We do charge a bit extra for what we call every number matters. So where you want to know precisely every seal that's on the roll, and of course there's no duplicates anyway.
No.
But if you want sort of that log, then we do charge a bit extra because there's a bit more waste in the production process.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's no extra charge for QR codes, barcodes, data matrix, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And the QR code, what people are now doing, which is great, is having a barcode and a number for the scanning.
Yes.
And then a QR code for the marketing story.
Excellent.
So we're really making some progress on in terms of the both sides of the coin, let's say, with
yes,
we're securing it, that's our foundation job, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
What else can we give you?
Well, it's just such an opportunity, especially in this particular marketplace, to be able to give your story of the origin of the product to where you are today.
It's such a great opportunity.
It really is. Yeah. It's missed if it isn't taken.
100%, yeah. And it's nice to see that. And I think the more that consumers and, you know, us at home, let's say, integrate and use these products, the more demand it's going to push
absolutely.
For all brands to start using them,
yes.
which is really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally thought QR codes had been and gone.
Yeah.
About sort of like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and they're back
and
in fashion
whoa,
these days.
They're really back, aren't they?
Yeah. I think because people have managed to make ways to make them secure and different ways to activate pins. And there's so many clever things you can do with a QR code. And I think it's just great, isn't it, to be honest? But in terms of layered security, we've got to have a unique tape product or a unique label to start with, and then we're going to layer up from there.
Yeah.
But it works in your cold chain, so as long as you're applying it to a dry surface, whether it's a pallet, a polystyrene box, a metal box, crate, a normal cardboard box,
oh, how exciting.
a tote, whatever it is, then so the permanent products love the cold chain, I think it's safe to say. So sort of on that note, we go to polystyrene boxes and labels.
Yes.
So this is actually a big sort of source of learning for Tampertech back in the
it
early
really
days, wasn't
was. It? It really, really was, yes.
So we had this thing where we needed to secure like vials in mini polystyrene boxes. And polystyrene is quite a difficult sort of surface to stick to because it's grainy.
Yeah.
And again, it's a bit like...
It has something in it that basically repels everything.
Yeah, it's a bit like tote boxes where you don't know about the silicones and stuff.
Plasticizers and all sorts.
So
there's science involved.
Yeah, a bit more complicated. But what we've done now is make sure that all the products integrate across the full range. And so what you've got to choose from is whether you need a higher coat weight of glue or not. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can integrate onto polystyrene boxes or like onto your wood applications like your crates.
Yeah.
Just in order to get that real sort of strong bond. But polystyrene boxes of course are really popular, let's say, in the cold chain industry because that's a really good insulator.
Yeah.
So don't forget, in terms of tamper evidence, you can integrate that there.
Frozen fish, frozen dog food, everything comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, let's say we're securing whatever's going in the polystyrene boxes, we're securing the items going on the pallet, and we've secured the boxes, and your whole cold chain is still safe.
How do we apply to the polystyrene? Do we go around like a label still, or do we like a box tape and a long label?
No.
Do we have the landing zone still?
No, you just go straight on.
Right.
Yeah, straight on. So the product is extremely versatile.
Yeah.
So we do adapt it for that surface,
yes.
And we do.
So we do
add
need
more
to know
glue.
It's going on.
Yeah, we
surface.
Do need to know. Yeah, and we do still need to test. The only thing that we will need to make sure is like some surfaces, like a cardboard box, the tape can. I'm not saying rest because I do want it to be pushed down.
Yeah.
But it can sort of be there and it will grab in.
Yeah.
Whereas a polystyrene will try and like push it off, like get off me.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is just make sure that it
has to be applied.
Stuck. Yeah. 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 But you should be good to go really. I mean, again, we'll sample, we'll test. You know, it's either a case of getting us the box to test it on or us sending the labels for your customers to test
so
it
So do
on.
We do like the lineless labels for this then? Do we
Yeah,
do
again, you can choose that. So
you've got perforated tape.
Yeah, you can either have a lineless label, which in normal terms is a perforated tape. So you don't have the siliconized liner that you throw away afterwards, or you can have it on the liner and then in singles or with perfs in between to use one label at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, nice and easy.
Yeah.
Very integratable. It's just easy, isn't it?
So the perforations, we tend to be at 6 inches. Still using old language here. But.
Yeah. Inches is good. So, 6 inches, 12 inches. There's all different sort of marks in between. I mean, some people have your, I'm going to go back to millimetres. So some people have your 50 mil, 76, 100 mil. So you can really choose.
Right, okay.
Some people have it's 18 inch perf repeat.
Yeah.
If they want just one big seal that's not on a liner.
Yes.
So there is loads of options. Yeah. And we've now got over 900 tools. So, I mean, we should have something that is relevant.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if they're being applied automatically, then they get cut
Yeah, the now machine that, will chop.
The beauty that we've had feedback on this, which I think is worthy of mention, our adhesive, although it is thick, because specifically for those products, doesn't clog up the knife.
No, it won't goo up your machine.
Yeah. So you don't end up with the blade needing you to be cleaning. There's not the downtime.
No, no, no. So, I mean, it is glue at the end of the day and there is a lot of it. So there will be an element. It's not going to be squeaky clean, but it doesn't gum up your machines.
No.
Like, you can just flow. It's really
It's
great.
Just regular maintenance.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, again, and that's all about the work that we've done to make sure these solutions integrate into your normal life without too much pain, and just make sure that, oh, we're securing it now. By the way, you're completely safe.
Yeah.
Just casual notes, you know, and it's just easy like that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And then sort of the other main thing here is, so we've done vials, we've done the needles, we've done the food, we've got into our boxes, whether that's cardboard, it could be a paper bag from the pharmacy, and then it can be the polystyrene boxes, of course. And then we're going on our pallets, of course. So if you haven't heard about the pallet tape yet, I can't believe it.
And can I just say, it's now got its own drop down on the menu.
Yeah, there we go. The pallet tape's been promoted. So it really is such a fantastic solution.
Well, the more people are using it, the more people are finding out what a difference it's making.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. I mean, basically it's plastic meets plastic, so, or paper meets paper. If you're using a paper-based wrap, which I have seen now exists, which is very intriguing, then you have got the paper solution. At the moment, of course, most people are using plastic pallet wrap, so we're pushing the plastic tape on that on this application. It's BOPP, it's super recyclable. I mean, the environmental story for Polyprop is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it creates all sorts of other products that we'll go and use. So it's
park
great.
Benches, any street furniture.
And after you've used it, what's left is not contaminated.
No.
So you're ready to go.
Also, the pallet tape is quite narrow tape.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about percentages in that world.
Yeah.
And because there's so little compared to everything else, you're not doing any damage, basically. So in fact, you'll be helping because there now isn't enough recycled content to make all the things people want to make.
Oh,
so this will be good. So you need to buy tape to help the environment.
The world changes.
So basically pallet tape is 30 millimetres wide, 15 metres on a roll, one roll per pallet. Super simple, very little training, nice and easy for the people applying it. And that's the key. So we're not trying to sort of push something on to people that are packing the pallets and sort of doing the hard physical work. And we're not trying to say, okay, well, this is something really difficult, but you have to make sure the pallet's safe and it's got to be difficult.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it doesn't need to be difficult.
Well, it's a standard operating procedure and it just slots in.
Yeah. And so again, in there, we've got a custom security message so it cannot be copied. We've got barcodes, QR codes, numbers, custom surface prints, deterrent words, symbols.
And you can have it in your own language. You can have it with your own imagery. You
Absolutely.
Can have it with your own logo.
Yeah.
But we do sell a standard one as well.
Yeah, we've got a standard stock one.
So
if pallet security tape.
People wanted to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could have that as an option.
And I think that's the key, like, just try it on whatever pallet shipments you send out over like a 5-day period, and you'll just see the difference. And it's not a case of selling a product, because it's a case of this is really going to benefit the people that use it.
Yes.
We're doing a good job here. Our job is to stop shrinkage, and that's what this product will do.
Stands out.
Yeah.
And it shows a commitment, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And all we've got to make sure is, after that initial test, make sure that no one can copy it.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to make sure it's a unique
make
product.
Make it yours.
Yeah, make it yours, exactly.
Yeah.
So, pallet security tape is sort of like the cherry on top. And I think in this cold chain industry, that's crucial on the basis
Especially
of what we just learned about the value of the
you've
pallets.
You've got the, is it group haulage they call it?
Yeah.
So because of the fact that not everything is...
It's all mixed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yours being wrapped in a pallet tape not only keeps you that little bit safer again, but it's also quicker to get through the customs process and 100%. Getting through the different...
And what's really funny is, because a lot of haulage companies are now saying security is, you know, of utmost importance to us, and that's our like unique selling point. That's how we're better than everyone else who's offering the same offer. So it's like, well, okay, if it is important, then offer this solution at the same time and really look after your customers. And then your customers can choose to customise it for them if they want to as well. It's no problem, but if security is important, you will use the palette security tape. It takes less than 30 seconds to apply, and you've got complete protection of the brand, the customer's goods, and all of the value of the palettes.
Yeah.
And a marketing tool to drive the business forward. So it really is a game changer.
So for our distributors, who are obviously looking at new markets or where to go, a quick win is obviously find your delivery companies.
Yeah.
Find your group haulages. Every town's got one or two.
And then
two.
All of these group and haulage companies have got a customer who's had a problem.
Yeah.
So just start there.
Yeah. Just start the conversation. Yeah. They're easy to find and they're easy to talk to.
We've got the video of how to apply it, and it's all white label, you know, it's ready to go.
Because to get into
food, we've got the testimonials.
And to get into pharma is quite steady.
Yeah.
You've got to have the company behind you, and you've got to have the business doors open, etc. So we have all of the accreditations that you need, and we have the product that you could use. But the quick win for getting in is definitely the haulage companies.
Well, and I think it's just a case of also learning how tamper evidence works.
Yes.
And the palette tape is a nice, soft way to do that.
Yeah.
You know, how do we use it? Does it go everywhere? I'll know what they're saying is actually true.
Yeah.
And it's a case of, well, you don't just need to listen. You see it to believe it. And I get that completely.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, just give it a go. And it's a really nice, low-cost, high-win
totally, and that works cold as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you've got some of the tape, like I said, just get a freezer spray and just give it a go.
Local DIY
store. It's really
good.
Yeah, we use it's an engine freezer spray if you're struggling to get hold of it. But yeah, I think that sort of covers off the cold chain. If you do have any customers that are using anything sort of specifically in that industry, or you think could have a link or have had a problem and are struggling with temperature related, we have specific products for the hot chain, we'll call it, and then also the cold chain. So just get in touch, and like I said, we've got the solution. So let's get some samples and the customer can have a play. That's the best way, isn't it?
Peel and reveal. It's all exciting.
Yeah, that's the magic.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys, and see you soon.
Thank you.